Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh, Father. I thank you that as we open your word today, that revelation and understanding will flow in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that life will flow and health and healing will manifest in our bodies. We praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say this. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap. Praise the Lord. We're glad they're listening this morning. Hallelujah. Come on out and join us. All right. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. I would like to introduce my beautiful, lovely, wonderful, best pal, my wife. I'd like to introduce Sue to you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. She's going to minister to us this morning.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
With a little help from her friends. Like me.
Like me.
So praise God. You didn't take up all the room?
No.
Okay. No, I'm just going to go ahead. Yeah, I turned you on.
Okay. All right, cool.
You just got to put it
yes.
up there.
Yeah. So happy, happy Mother's Day to all the mamas.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's going to be a blessed day.
Yes.
It's going to be a blessed, blessed day. I got to see my mom yesterday, so spent some time with her. Yeah.
I see mine today.
See, we look, see mom today. So I just kind of wanted to, I asked Brandon, I don't know, a month or so ago if I could do this morning just because, just to encourage all of us mothers in here. Oh my gosh, all the ladies are sitting down. These are all mamas.
Yeah, there ain't a dude in the house.
Well, they are back there.
Hey, where's all my dudes?
Our workers
back there. Hey, that's right. All right. Alone here for a minute.
So this is for all the ladies in the house.
All right.
So how exciting. And so I had asked Brandon, could I, you know, do this just to kind of be an encouragement and to kind of bless the moms today. Man, a mom's job is a
job. Definitely nothing.
I should have looked at the definition of job.
Right.
But it is, it's, I mean, in today's, I mean, I'm sure even back in the days, but I mean, today it's even more challenging, I think. I think the world has just gone so a different direction. There's so much darkness. There's so much compromise. There's so much ungodliness. Mm-hmm. And I think being a mom today, I think is probably one of the hardest things to do. I mean, they're finding babies left on side of the road in trash bags and in plastic bins, and you know, it's just it's I read stories like that and I just, my heart just I can't even describe the feeling. But it takes God to equip you and to help you with that huge responsibility to be a mom. You can't do it any other way. I mean, the moms out there that don't have the Lord in their life, they're hopeless. They're struggling. They don't know what to do with their kids. They're leaving them. They're giving up on them. They're, you know, so we are blessed. We are so blessed that we have God. We are so blessed that we have the Holy Spirit as our helper and guidance and wisdom. And you need all of that.
Amen.
To be a mom. It is not an easy job. And it doesn't matter if they're 1, 2, 3, 4, or 40, or 27, or 24. It doesn't matter. You're all, once a mom, always a mom.
Yep.
Always a mom.
Right.
They're going to call, you know, most of them will call on you and still rely on you, even when they're out of the house, you know, whether it's for advice or money or you know, or can I come back, or, you know, so they're always going to rely on you. You're their mom.
Yep.
You're their mom. And you've been given a wonderful job. I mean, and a huge responsibility. But this is just to encourage you, to let you know that, you know, who better than the Lord to have in your life to help you with that responsibility? I mean, who better? And that's really all I can, that's what I'm going to title it. Who better?
Who better?
Who better? But Jesus said that you're the salt of the earth. And we find that in, I got to put my glasses on. Luke 5:13. And we don't need to go there. It's a very...
I'm already there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Read it.
You want me to read it?
Sure.
All right. Luke 5:13. Check this out. It says, then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him.
Amen.
Is that the one you wanted?
That must not be the one
I
wanted.
It's not the one you wanted.
No. I wrote the wrong one. Okay. But
hey, guess what? You're the salt of the earth.
You're the salt of the earth. I did write the wrong one down. But that's okay, because we are. A Christian mother isn't necessarily better than any other mother, but rather she has a special seasoning due to the presence of the Holy Spirit. We have that. We have the Holy Spirit. We had that special seasoning. We are the salt of the earth.
You know, they have special seasoning.
We have special. Do you like that? Special seasoning. But I thought that was really, really cool because, you know, when you put salt on everything, I'm guilty of that. I don't like go overboard, but I like salt. I like the flavor. But you know what? That's Jesus saying that we are the salt of the earth. He has made us. We have that special seasoning to do whatever it is that we need to do. And in this instance, be that godly mom. Be that mom that our kids need. Kids today need direction. They need guidance. They need help. They don't always ask for it. They don't always accept it right away, but they need it. They need boundaries. As young kids growing up, when they're still in your home and you're teaching and training, they hate the boundaries, but they need boundaries. They're for their good.
They don't see it that way, but it's true.
It is. I mean, even as adults, we have to set boundaries in our life. You know, we need to do that because why? Boundaries are good. We know that if we go beyond that, there's harm. There's something out there that's not good for us. Yeah, exactly. A believing mother has a wealth of resources available to train, disciple, and love her children in the grace of God. A wealth of resources. This right here is the only way to do it. The Word of God is the only way to train up a child.
Yep.
There's no other way. And my opinion, whatever you want to call it, no other way. I could not do what I did to raise my kids and continue raising my kids without the Word of God. You know, whether they choose as an adult to take that and go with it, that's between them and the Lord. But I know the Bible says if I train my kids up, what does it say? We all know what it says. In the way of the Lord, they won't depart from it. They won't depart. So they will one day come back, right? You did.
Amen.
I did.
You know, we did.
Yep.
And why? Because we had parents that trained us upright. Trained us upright. We probably didn't like everything our parents told us.
I thought everything was great. You know, if I can interject real quick, you know, there are so many mothers and fathers that one day are going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and answer for the fact that, number one, they didn't talk to their children about Jesus. They did not train them up in the Word of God. And they're responsible for that young person's life. Yeah. You know, I thank God that I turned. I thank God my parents, my mom, she constantly counseled me. She constantly spoke the Word over me, read the Word to me. We would go on walks and she would constantly preach the Word. And it was always building me up and growing deep seeds within me, you know, you know, one day she knew by faith one day I would come back, you know. I still, it was my choice, but she could stand before God and say, I did my job.
Amen.
Whether he came back to you or not is not on me.
Right.
And that's mothers and fathers are out there today that are going to have to stand before God. Because see, God put those little ones in their hands to train them up. God put each and every little one for their keeping, to guard over them, to watch over them, to feed them, train them. And what they're training them in is gross darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the people. That's really what's going on. We are in a PC trash heap that's going on in this earth today. You can't hardly, it's the most amazing stupidity I think I've ever seen. There was a show that we were watching. It was a little kid and it was a boy but wanted to be a girl. Right.
And the world accepts
that. And it was okay. See, this is important. We have to. That's what they want. They want us to accept this. Well, I don't have to. You know? I have to love them according to the Word of God. But I don't have to accept that this is what the world is teaching. If you feel like you're a girl, then you're a girl. It doesn't matter if you're really a boy. You know, this is what the world is teaching, and they're teaching it in our schools. The schools that we're paying for and sending our kids. I got to get off of this or I'm going to get upset. I'm telling you, we've got to watch over our children, and that is how important it is that we as mothers and we as fathers train up our kids in the Word of God. We've got to, or it's on us. It's on us. I thank God that I made my kids go to church. I don't care if they slept under the pew. Guess what? They were still hearing the Word of God. You know, and got to a point where now they began to walk out their own. You know, hey, Dad, that guy ain't wearing a helmet. He ain't got his Bible. You know, go get him. You know, I mean, that's how Paul was. You know, he was always policing everything, making sure, hey, you better know Jesus. What's wrong with you? You know, and I mean, Haley, the same way. I remember Charity, you know, she was like, hey, you want to go to hell? What's wrong with you? You need Jesus, you know. But, that, you know, that's how we were grown. You know, it's how we were grown up. You know, it's what we learned. It's life or death. It's, and it is. It is life or death. Plain and simple. Right. So we choose life that we may live. Yeah. Amen. Sorry.
Good. That's okay. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. So don't be discouraged. I mean, if you have kids that are out there and not, you know, they're wandering and they're like trying to figure things out, like they say, you know, they'll come back. Keep your faith.
It will take your faith.
It will take your faith.
I know my mom and dad were praying constantly over me.
Yeah. Your faith, your prayers, your encouragement, your love, it all goes in that. If you're not loving, you know, and I said that to my mom yesterday, I said, you know, I know I was the one of all four kids that my parents had. I think I was the one that really put my parents through the ringer. Me and my brother were pretty close, but I think I did a pretty good job of it. And I said, but you know what? I never questioned that they didn't love me. I never questioned my mom's love. Her love was so unconditional. She would be mad at me. She would be disappointed in me. She would be like, what's wrong with you? You know, but I always knew that she loved me. And because of that example, because of the love, because of the, you know, that I knew that I had it when I came back around, I knew that there was never going to be, well, you did this and you did that. It was forgotten. It was done. It was over. And so as parents, if we have kids that are out there doing that, or even if you have kids in your home right now that are doing that, you know what? They will return. If that seed was planted in them, just like, you know, with him growing up, me growing up, our kids growing up, we planted that seed. And what was that seed? It was the Word of God. It's in there. My kids know it. My kids know it. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Just keep your faith out there.
That's right.
Keep it out there. That's the exciting thing. You know, I mean, there isn't a discouragement there. You know, that's exciting knowing that God has them and they will return. That is exciting. Mm-hmm. But, and I know this is going to sound like a lot, but I have 12 qualities to equip and encourage you moms. We can go through them. It's not going to take, we're doing great.
You got 20 minutes.
I'm good. But they're really just key points, you know, and just kind of, we're not going to spend time on them. I'm just going to kind of go through them and just, it's an encouragement. It was an encouragement to me as I was putting them together, you know, to just kind of, you know, encourage me as a mom. You know, we all need it. We all need encouragement. We all need, you know, like I said, being a mom is a hard, hard job. So number one, a godly mom possesses a keen sense of discernment. You could probably give lots of stories. Proverbs 15:14. Hopefully I have the right scripture.
You don't.
Why
the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Is that the one you wanted?
Well, yeah, it is.
All right, yeah.
Because the point I made here is that a godly
discernment,
mom, a godly mom stays intimately connected with God, so that she will keep a discerning heart. She stays connected. She prays. She's in the Word. She's one with God. You know, I mean, moms are busy. Moms are a busy people, especially when you have little ones. I mean, you're just busy. And, you know, you have to make that time. You have to stay connected with God. You have to be in tune with him. You have to know that you are right there with him for your kids' sakes. I mean, for other things in your life, but we're kind of talking about just the role of a mom today. So that's number one. And then she is also willing to grow in knowledge through God's word. Yes. She will grow constantly. She may read a scripture one time. She may know it by heart. She may have said it over 1,000 times. But you know what? She may pick it out one day and read it, and it may mean something completely different to her that day.
Yep.
It's going to minister to her different, much deeper, deeper revelation there. So, but she does that. She's willing to grow. She's willing. She's got that willing heart. So that's number one. Number two, persistent prayer at all times.
Amen.
I think I pray more than I talk. I mean, just kind of like going throughout my day, I'm constantly, you know, God will bring to my mind something, so I'll stop and take a minute. Even if I'm at work, I'm constantly always thanking God for something, or if he brings something to my mind, praying for somebody, or, you know, it's just kind of like I'm so connected there, and it's such a, I want to say habit, and maybe it's okay to use that word, habit. It just comes naturally, yeah, you know.
That's what happens when you're connected to the Holy Spirit. You just, something will come and you'll pray.
Yeah.
And that's a prayer warrior. That's somebody who, that's their first instinct, not even instinct, but it's their nature, is when something takes place, the first thing they do is pray. They don't say, oh my gosh, I wonder how that happened. Oh no.
What am I going to do?
Well, I don't know how many ambulances that went by us that we prayed over. Yes. You know, as I was growing up, every time an ambulance went by, Father in Jesus' name, I mean, Mom was right on it. You know, we didn't know these people from anybody. But first thing she would do is start praying over somebody. Amen. Pray over who's ever in an ambulance. You know, in Jesus' name, they're healed. They'll live. They'll not die. That's what I learned. And that's what Mom always did, is she just, you know, was constantly connected to prayer. Mm-hmm. When a circumstance took place, they didn't fret. They prayed.
No fear.
There's no fear. Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
All right. So number two, persistent prayer at all times. A believing mom never gives up on her children.
Oh, amen.
Luke 18:1.
Luke 18:1 says that then he, meaning Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And that's one very important part for a mom, is to not lose heart.
Yes.
Because when I went out and did my thing, they could have lost heart. I mean, I was very abrasive with it. I was very, I didn't care what anybody thought.
Yeah, and I don't care. Attitude.
I didn't care. Didn't like anybody, so it didn't matter. And praise God that, you know, they didn't fear, they didn't fret over that. You know, they didn't lose heart over keeping their faith out there for me to come back. Amen. And it's like what she said, if you got somebody out there that you really need, you know, to come back to the Lord, just please keep your faith out there.
Yeah.
And pray.
Don't give up.
Yeah. Don't ever lose heart. You know.
Yeah.
Listen, our God is greater.
Yes.
Amen.
Our God is stronger. He's higher than any other. He's higher than the devil. Yeah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. We've got the word of God that tells us, hey, we've got the power. Mm-hmm. You know, devil doesn't have any right to have our children.
Right.
They belong to the Lord.
Yes.
Done.
That's right.
And that's where we leave them. Amen. Yeah. We just keep in prayer and in faith. Prayer and in faith.
Amen.
Amen.
And we see in the world today, I mean, we see it so often, every newscast that you turn on, it's always about a kid this, a kid that, a kid running away, a kid missing, a kid, you know,
shooting
at the high school, or, you know, just, you know, a baby found somewhere, or, you know, just, it's very, very sad. Why? Because people are giving up. They're writing off their children. Sure. They're writing them off as difficult, rebellious, you know, all of that. They're just saying, you know, I can't deal with it anymore. I don't have hope. I don't know what to do. How many times, I mean, I've even heard some of my closest friends that have kids say, I don't know what to do with this kid.
Yeah.
You know, God does. Yeah. And that's what I tell them. God does. You may not know what to do with them, but God does. Who are you seeking? Who are you asking for help?
Right.
You know, are you asking God to help you with that? You know, and they'll sit there and they're so quick to just say, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I can't. They don't listen. I'm not going to work, you know. And I'm like, don't give up. I mean, you guys all know me. My passion, my heart is for teens. I love them, kids and period. And I mean, teenagers today are hard. They are rebellious. They think that they have a say in everything and that's their right. And guess what? You're the parent. You have the say. It's your right as a parent, not their right. They're your child. But because the world is training them and teaching them that they have a voice, they have a right, they can do what they want to do. And a lot of it is simply because they're listening to the world and they're not being taught this. They don't know
driven.
The word.
They're being led by the wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to butt in, but this is the whole situation with the shootings going on. And with these kids doing their walkouts, they're being pushed. And I don't want to say by who, it's not, you know, right or left, I don't care. Bottom line is, these kids are being pushed, they're being guided, they're being fueled by someone who has an agenda. These kids don't even know the Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
They can't even quote the Second Amendment. You see what I'm saying? But so they're being pushed, they're being guided and fueled by someone who has an agenda. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is exactly what the devil does. He'll push, He'll fuel, He'll guide them, just as our God guides us. He's going to do what He can to get His agenda done. And He's always going to use the young, because the young will one day be the old. The young will one day be the ones in charge. All right? So He's got to get to them early. See, He's going to do the same thing we're doing. He's going to train them up in the way He wants them to go.
Amen.
Right? And that's His whole agenda. So that's why our God has us doing the same thing, combating Him with the evils that He's given to our kids. From everything from, and I don't want to get into a whole lot of stuff, but from the witchcraft in the books and the witchcraft in the movies and the witchcraft in the music and the witchcraft in the games. And I mean, you name it, it's out there. It's rebellious. It's all rebellion. It's all hatred. It's all violence. It's all hate the authority, right? It's all wicked. It's very wicked. Amen. So it's His agenda that He's pushing. So we've got to push ours. We've got to. What is God's agenda?
Love.
Love. We've got to do the very same thing. If we want this world to change, it's got to start to love.
Amen.
It's just got to. If we want our families to change, the only way to change them is by love. Period. All right. So amen.
Amen.
Get me all fired up.
So godly mom, she is compelled and encouraged by the Holy Spirit to keep praying no matter what. Pray, 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 pray.
Yes.
Number three, demonstrates unconditional love. Just what he said there. He's jumped ahead of me. And 1 John 4:18.
1 John 4:18.
You're there.
I am here. He says, there is no fear in
love.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
Right.
I want to read the next one. We love Him, meaning Jesus, because He first loved us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. We want our kids to know we love them. They shouldn't be afraid of us.
Right.
They shouldn't be afraid to come to us. I really don't think, and I can honestly say, I don't think there's ever been a time. I mean, they may have drugged their feet a couple times, but my kids really, truly, I mean, more I think with me than him. I don't know if it's a mom thing where kids are, especially Paul. I mean, yeah, they, I mean, I just have that, and I am so blessed to have that relationship with my kids that they know.
She's got a great open relationship. They communicate. It's the same thing I had with my mom. I tell her everything.
Yeah.
Even if I was busting on myself. I mean, if I knew, you know, oh man, I would tell her everything because I knew what? She had the answer.
And
she had the love. No matter what I did, she's going to love me anyway.
Right.
And she would give me the answer and the wisdom that I needed. And that's what she's got with her kids, you know. So I'm last resort.
Yeah.
And my dad always was too. I always knew my dad's answer. No. I mean, before I even know, okay, I didn't even ask. I got to a point where I'm like, I know my dad so well, he's going to say, no, I ain't going
to
ask.
I'll just go to mom.
We weren't allowed to do that either.
Right, I know.
You don't go to mom. You come to me. Oh, yes, Dad. I used to go to mom and be like, hey, mom, can you ask dad? That stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was not the errand boy, and that's what he told her.
Yeah.
Told me.
Yeah.
So I quit doing that real quick, but.
And I mean, as Christians, we can't be afraid to go to God when we mess up. You know, so many people out there that don't know God will say, how can God love me? I've done this, this, and that. You know what I mean? And there's no way God could possibly love me. They just don't know. They've never been told. And that's our job as Christians, is to show that love. And, you know, and as a mom, it's important that we show our kids that we can go to God even when we mess up as a mom, and we know God's going to love us, then they see that we can have that relationship with God so that they can have that relationship with us, and that one day they'll have that relationship with the Lord. You know, so that's number three. We're going to keep moving.
Number three?
Yes. Number four. I'm good. Okay, we'll go. Quit. If you wouldn't butt in, we'd get through this.
Man, see that? Thought the hand was coming up.
Number four, a godly mom cultivates a joyful environment. Not always easy to be a joyful mom. Right. I will be the first to attest to that.
You ain't lying. I'll second that.
I've had days where I'm sure my kids don't even want to be around me. I wasn't a joyful mom. But I would always try to do my best if I was having a bad day or something was going on or something like that, that I would still try to have somewhat of a joyful attitude, but it's not easy. But with God, all things are possible. So it can be. So Psalm 16:11
says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen. And so I really did try to have a home when my kids were growing up that was a joyful home. Our home was the hub. All the kids were always at our house. And so I always tried, and they would always say, "Man, Haley, there's something about your house." Yeah, it's God. It's God. And I would tell them that. She wouldn't tell them that, but I would tell them that. You know, but it was always just, we tried to have that home where there was joy. Not that there wasn't, not that things didn't come against us, not that we didn't have battles, not that there were times that it wasn't always joyful, but with God, we can cultivate that fullness of joy in our lives and in our home for our kids. Number five, a godly mother exhibits steadfastness in the Word of God. Psalm 111:10. She actively goes to the Word for every problem in the home. Daily she's in the Word. Her family knows her diligence. They see that. It's an example. They don't just hear them say, "Oh, why was in the Word today?" No, they saw it. Kids have to see it. They have to see you doing that. That's setting that example. They have to see that. I mean, growing up, Haley would always come down in the morning when she, you know, when they were getting ready for school. And I would always try to get up in the morning and, you know, I would get in my Word time before they would, you know, I'd have to get them up and going and whatever. And so they witnessed that, you know, they saw that. So it's that steadfastness in the Word.
Psalm 111:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever."
Yes. Steadfastness in the Word.
Amen.
Number six, she forgives always.
Yes.
Godly mom forgives always. And when you forgive, you forget. That's what I've always trained my kids to do. It's not easy to forgive. Sometimes it's a choice that you have to make. But you know what? You do it. And we do it, why? Because God says that's why we do it. And if we want to be forgiven when we mess up, then we must forgive. So a godly mom does that. Do her kids need that? Yeah, they need to see that she not only forgives them, but that she forgives others that may come against her or their family or something like that. She is a forgiving person, and she forgets. She's not going to keep bringing it back up. Everything wrong that you've done. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? No, she doesn't do that. You deal with it then when it happens. Deal with it, whatever the consequences may be of it or whatever. You forgive, you love, you move on.
Yes. You break the spoon, you break the brush, you break the whatever. But it's dealt with then. Amen.
Yeah, John 20:23 was the scripture.
John 20:23 says, this is Jesus talking. He says, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Careful.
So forgive. Yes. Forgive, forgive.
You think
forgive.
About that for a minute. Do you want somebody to retain the sins you've sinned against
no
them?
Way. No.
No way.
No.
So what we do is we forgive and we love and we forget.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's a great example to show your children. I have to say there are key ones that, you know, but these are all good, but that one right there is huge because it's hard to forgive sometimes. It really, really is hard. And when they can see that it is possible, when some of the nastiest things have been done against their parents, and they can still see that their parents forgive no matter what, then they know that they can do that one day and that, you know, they understand why. Number seven, embraces a spirit of contentment. A godly mother resists the urge to be discontented with her life, children, or husband. Amen. Things don't always go great. You don't always have everything that you need. Be content. 1 Timothy 6:6 is what I have for that one.
It says, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain."
So she trusts in the Lord to provide all of her needs, and she just they see that. She's content with what they have. But they also see her faith. You know, she's may have to be believing for things. Her family might be in a situation where they're believing for something. And so they can see that. Number eight, she trusts in God. No matter what, she trusts in God. She knows that God will take care of them. She knows that. And her kids see that in her. So that's why their kids can have a house that has peace in it, a house that has joy in it, a house that has contentment in it, a house, it's their safe place. You know, I always, still to this day, I'm 49 years old, and I always say to my mom, "I love coming home." I know, what? I just gave one. You know, I love going home. I had that home growing up, and I thank God for that. And my kids today, like when Haley and them come over or whatever, she's like, I just love being at home. You know, so, you kind of feel like, okay, I've done my job there. That's part of something I did right, you know? So, but she trusts in God, Psalm 910.
So Psalm 910 says that, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Amen. Very good. So that's number 8. Number 9, keeps the faith. She keeps her faith no matter what. And that kind of goes hand in hand with trust. Trust in God. Exactly. Proverbs 28:20.
28:20 is a faithful man will abound with blessings. But he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Ouch.
Yeah, I know. I picked a little bit of hard ones.
That was kind of rough.
I know. I'm sorry.
Why you gotta be so mean on Mother's Day?
I'm sorry.
All right.
No, but it's encouraging. It's encouraging. Stay faithful.
Stay faithful.
There are times that her faith will be tested as a wife and a mom, but she doesn't. That testing, she just keeps going. She's, I got this. And that's kind of my motto. I mean, my kids have heard me all throughout their life. That's okay. With God, I got this. Come on, God. We got this. You know, not I, but we, me and God together, we've got this. And my kids, they still, that's one of the things that they say, we always heard you say, Mom. And you know, even though it didn't look like you had it, yeah, you had it, you know. But so she keeps her faith. That was number 9. We're getting there. See, I can do this. Number 10, brings order to chaos. A godly mom will bring order to chaos. Wow.
You mean order to chaos or chaos to order?
Wow.
You mean chaos to order.
Is that, did I write it wrong?
You said, yeah, you wrote it backwards. A godly mom will bring
order to chaos.
Out of chaos.
Okay, out of, okay.
Not to chaos.
Sorry. Right, they know what I meant.
You all got it, right? All right. A godly mom doesn't make cause good.
No. She's marked for her diligence and resistance to laziness. She will bring order
out of chaos.
I got this. and there are times when your home, especially when the kids are a little bit younger, I would say probably more in their teenage years sometimes too, that there could be a lot of chaos. You know, sometimes it's good chaos. Sometimes it's just a lot of busyness and activity and kids, and okay, that's okay. But sometimes it's a chaos that you know, wait a minute, whoa, something's not right here. Something that, you know, there's a battle that needs to be fought here. There's, in the spirit realm, there's something going on that, whoa, you know. And so that's where some of these other things we talked about. She's a prayer, you know, she prays. She goes after it. She fights, you know, she's against, she goes after it. And that's kind of what I meant by that. Not
gotcha.
So much chaos as of just like craziness, because it has that.
And it happens a lot with moms where they're woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And that's usually a sign that God wants you to pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
And that's, you know, a lot of the times with a prayer warrior for a mother, it's usually what that is. Something's coming.
Yeah.
Something's about to, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you've
yeah.
got to pray.
Yeah.
So.
And I put that she keeps her home watchful for the spiritual and emotional clutter of the world. Because so much of the world will try that. That's what the enemy does. He tries to bring that clutter, like I call it, into the home. He tries to get it into your lives, your kids' lives, and that kind of thing, and just bring that chaos. Yeah. And like Brandon said, it's that prayer warrior of a mom that'll go after that and take care of that chaos.
Set things right.
Yes, set things right. Number 11, holds to what? Oh, sorry.
Proverbs 31, verse 27 says,
sorry.
She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
Yeah.
So she's not idle. And moms are never idle.
Busy.
I don't know how moms can ever think about sitting down. They're always so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they do so many things that even we don't see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want the job, thank God.
But he anoints us to do it.
Yeah, he does.
That's right.
All right.
Number 11, she holds to what is right. Matthew 13:43. She sticks to what is right in the eyes of God for her children's spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. I didn't put my glasses on. She sticks to what is right. She sticks to the word. She doesn't compromise the word. This is what the word says about thus and so when it comes to her kids. So she sticks to that. She's not swayed from that. There's no compromising. And our kids know that. I mean, growing up, we watched what they watched on TV. We watched the video games that my son played. We tried as best as we could to control the music that they listened to. We, you know, we know that there were probably times we didn't catch everything, you know, but we really did. If it's in our house, it's gone if we catch it, you know. And so we did have control of that. Mm-hmm. Once they started driving it out on their own and they, you know, we weren't with them 24/7. But, I mean, if we caught it or found, I mean, we didn't compromise. The word says that we don't watch those kind of shows. We don't listen to that kind of music. So guess what? We're not doing that, you know. So she holds to what is right.
Matthew 13, verse 43 says, this is Jesus talking. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Mm-hmm. So the word.
Shine forth in righteousness.
Amen. Last one, number 12. I did it.
You did it.
Willing to release her children to God.
Amen.
Final one.
Yep.
They're going to grow up. They're going to move out of your house. They're going to start their own families.
Oh, no, they're not.
But guess what? They're still your kids. You're still their
Amen.
Mom.
That's right.
You're still their mom. Oh, no, you don't. And that's when sometimes we have to say, all right, God, you've got them. You've got them. They're in your hands. That's where we pray, use our faith, our trust. That's where it all kind of wraps up into one. We release them to God and know, right, and know that God has them in his hand.
Amen.
And that was Romans 5:5.
Romans 5:5 says this, now hope does not disappoint.
Right.
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hope does not disappoint.
Hope does not disappoint.
That's right. I love that.
Praise
so,
God.
You are blessed mamas.
Blessed mamas.
Yes.
Why?
Because we have God. We have God. We have His wisdom, His guidance, His understanding, His everything. His everything. We couldn't do it without Him. And as Christian moms and women, we can minister to those that don't have that, that need that hope. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing and going to school and doing so that I can be able to take this and everything else that I need to be able to help those young moms that need hope, that need guidance, that need direction, because it's so needed out there. We have something very special that we can give and share with other mothers. And I thank God for that. And I think that He'll use us. We will be vessels to be able to use, you know, to be used with that. So have a very blessed, 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 blessed Mother's Day. Blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You guys want to come up? I'm going to have you pray over real quick. If you all be in agreement real quick, we're going to pray over Jean and Linda, Linda mainly. Amen. But Jean will take some too.
Yeah.
So, yes, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, be in agreement with us for health and healing in Linda's body, that her body will function perfectly and in order. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. I thank you that these signs follow those who believe that in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay hands on the sick and they recover. So, Father, according to your word, I do believe. I thank you, Father, that Linda believes. Jean believes. We are in agreement now in Jesus' name. And now I thank you, Father, as I anoint her with oil in Jesus' name. I thank you that she is healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call now for this heart to function perfectly and in order in the name of Jesus. Every valve to open properly, be strong in the name of Jesus. I call you to be in rhythm in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Devil, you get your hands off of her. I bind you from a broken heart in Jesus' name. This heart is healed. This heart is healed. I call this heart to be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I call this heart to function perfectly now and in order in the name of Jesus. You now beat in rhythm. And I say in Jesus' name, let it be done. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Linda Stacy is healed and healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise you, mighty God. Thank you for healing her body. Glory to you, Father God. Thank you Thank you, Father. Thank you that she is healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the mighty God from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father, inside and out and outside and in Jesus' name, she is healed. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Almighty God, for you are our healer, our physician, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Father. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
I receive it.
Yes, you do. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you all. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Well, if you'll stand to your feet, let's go ahead and have a wonderful Mommy's Day today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the heavens. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you that, Father, last week someone got born again. We thank you that Linda is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you that Isabel is healed in Jesus' name. This body is made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're in agreement, Father. This body is in total and complete agreement that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And we are rich, for Jesus became poor so that we would be made rich. I thank you that as we go this week, Father, let the angels of God be in charge over us, guarding and keeping us in all of our ways, that in our pathway there is life and blessing. I give you glory and honor for it, Father. Father, I pray peace and love to be upon every family today, every household. We thank you for it and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a great week and a wonderful Mommy's Day. Happy Mother's Day.